From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Regional Councillor Bruce Garrett is warning residents to watch out for blue-green algae blooms, which can pose serious health risks to people and pets if they come into contact with the water.
Frankly, it can be fatal to a dog. Children get in, they splash around, it can affect their skin, as it would an adult, but especially on the soft skin of children. And now I've learned that when it's aerated, so you're going through it on a jet ski or you're water skiing and you think, oh, I'm okay, I'm whipping through this pretty quick. If you're aerating it, like spinning it up into the air, you breathe that in, that can cause long-term health issues.
He urges that if you see algae, assume it's blue-green and don't go in the water. Bradford West Gwillimbury's Community Cleanup Week returns this fall from October 6th to 12th, inviting residents to help clear litter and debris from public spaces around town. Free cleanup kits, including gloves, garbage bags, and safety tips, will be available at the BWG Leisure Center while supplies last. Participants can clean at their own pace, earn high school volunteer hours, and are encouraged to share their efforts online using hashtag BWG Community Cleanup. Visit the local news page at kcountry937.com to learn more. Tensions flared at the Aurora Family Leisure Complex Tuesday night as over 100 residents voiced strong opposition to a plan to replace a single home at 161 Heathwood Heights Drive with five new houses. Neighbors argued the proposal would harm the area's character, remove mature trees, and set a troubling precedent for future developments. The developer's team said the plan aligns with provincial intensification goals, but residents remained unconvinced ahead of a key public meeting set for October 21st. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.